It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 30th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American poet and critic John Crow Ransom, born in Pulaski, Tennessee in 1888. As a faculty member at Kenyon College, he was the first editor of the widely regarded Kenyon Review. Highly respected as a teacher and mentor to a generation of accomplished students, he was also a prize-winning poet and essayist. His father was a Methodist minister, and he was homeschooled until age 10. From 1899 to 1903, he attended the Bowen School, a public school whose headmaster was Vanderbilt alumnus Angus Gordon Bowen. Ransom entered Vanderbilt himself at the age of 15, graduating first in his class in 1909. After teaching for a year, he was selected as a Rhodes Scholar and attended Christ Church, Oxford from 1910 to 1913. He was then appointed to the English department at Vanderbilt University. During the First World War, he served as an artillery officer in France. After the war, he returned to Vanderbilt and was a founding member of the Fugitives, a literary group of 16 Southern writers that functioned primarily as a kind of poetry workshop. Under their influence, Ransom, whose first interest had been philosophy, began writing poetry. His first volume, Poems About God, from 1919, was praised by both Robert Frost and Robert Graves. He had few peers among 20th century American university teachers of humanities. His distinguished students included Randall Jarrell, Robert Lowell, Alan Tate, Robert Penn Warren, E.L. Doctorow, and James Wright. His literary reputation is based chiefly on two collections of poetry, Chills and Fever, which was published in 1924, and Two Gentlemen in Bonds, from 1927. Believing he had no new themes upon which to write, his subsequent poetic activity consisted almost entirely of revising, tinkering, he called it, with his earlier poems. Hence, John Ransom's reputation as a poet is based on the fewer than 160 poems he wrote and published between 1916 and 1927. Despite the brevity of his poetic career and output, Ransom won the Bullingen Prize for Poetry in 1951. His 1963 Selected Poems collection received the National Book Award the following year. He died July 3, 1974, at the age of 86, and he was buried in the Kenyon College Cemetery. Here is one of his best-known poems, Bells for John Whiteside's Daughter. There was such speed in her little body and such lightness in her footfall, it is no wonder her brown study astonishes us all. Her wars were bruited in our high window. We looked among orchard trees and beyond where she took arms against her shadow, or harried unto the pond the lazy geese like a snow cloud dripping their snow on the green grass, tricking and stopping, sleepy and proud, who cried in goose, alas, for the tired heart within the little lady, with rod that made them rise from their noon apple dreams and scuttle goose fashion under the skies. But now go the bells, and we are ready. In one house we are sternly stopped to say we are vexed at her brown study, lying so primly propped. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 30th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.